Good morning, Trinity. Good to see each of you. Bright and early here, we're ready to go. And I think I'm being told the microphone's not on. I'm reading his lips now. It's getting dangerous. You see that's red. It's supposed to be red. Well, I think it was the guy in this board here. Well, God's blessings to each of you. There's a couple of cards we'd like to have you fill out. Take that second to do that. One is for prayers. The other one is for just letting us know you're here. And the drawing will occur one of these days soon, so make sure and get that. And we do want to let you know if you're a visitor or a member, we'd like to still let us know that you're here. And if you have anything for the hospital or something, please connect us. Give us the contact information, especially for that. Also now, please stand and welcome one another. We'd like to make our beginning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have given in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his own mercy and grace, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the word of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace of from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and their praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
Also.
Let us pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, our support and defense in need, continue to preserve your church in safety. Govern her by your goodness and bless her with your peace. For you live and reign with the Father, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. The Lord has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with the word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from James chapter 3. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder, wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire, and the tongue is a fire, a word of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. This is the word of the Lord.
The gospel appointed for this Sunday is in the book of St. Mark, the 9th chapter. When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw Jesus, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And Jesus answered them, O faithless generation, how long am I able to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to Jesus. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And his father said, from childhood. And it often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to the Father, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe. Lord, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you to come out of him and never to enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out. And the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered his house, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why could we not do this? He said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon you this day. First of all, I'd like to begin by saying thank you to our choir sitting over here. And first floor once in a while, choir. We're glad they did that. Can we give them a round of applause? Thank you. And some of you snuck back in and sat with the rest of the congregation. So we're glad you did that. Feel free to move about. Today we're going to be talking about the gospel lesson. And if you could have that projection slide up there, that'd be wonderful. And it's about something that I think is very important for us to see and to hear. It's about disciples. And you know, you and I have been called by Christ to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to share our faith with our fellow man, to reach out and extend a helping, loving, caring hand, and to be ones who will be a part of living in the gospel of Christ in a kind and practical way to help others. But as we start to look at this text, we're like those disciples. We kind of wonder, because as Jesus looked at the crowd that he had come upon, they were really giving the disciples a once over, because they had not yet been able to heal this man that had brought his son to be healed. And as disciples, we've been there. Someone we pray for dies, or the sickness continues. It seems like perhaps when we share our faith that sometimes the words fall flat, and so we feel as though we failed. And the people around us question our faith, our ability to do what Jesus did. Even though our Lord commands us to share our faith, to pray and the like, we don't sometimes get the same results as Jesus does. So sometimes the devil convinces us as Christians to sit on the sidelines and to stop sharing and just to stop speaking and to quit living out our Christian love. We don't want anyone, after all, to have doubts and disbelief or question God because of our results. Our witness becomes as mute as the boy of today's text. Jesus, my friends, does not scold the disciples ever at all in this entire text, but rather he calms the crowd that are questioning them. He stops them from arguing with the disciples. And our duties as disciples is to do as those disciples did then, and that is to share the love of Christ and to respond in the situation, to walk into it with boldness and confidence, leaving the results to God. Our duties as a disciple are to respond with the love of Christ, to reach out, to pray for, to love, to show concern. But it is the Lord who deals with the results. The seeds of faith that we have cast out upon the waters or into the ground are God's to deal with. We are the sowers. It is His seed. And it is up to Him how He deals with each of those seeds. God the Holy Spirit, my friends, is the one who works in the arena to create, sustain, and strengthen faith. But the results are His work, not my work or your work. I think that takes some relief and puts it on us and takes us and allows us to take a deep breath and to say, I'm just going to do what Jesus has called me to do. And so I'm going to pray for my waiter as I go to the restaurant. I'm going to pray for my neighbor. I'm going to help. I'm going to try to listen. I'm going to try to love in the opportunities that God gives me each and every day of each and every week. Try to be the person in the place that God has allowed me to be. His servant, ready to stand in the gap. Now Jesus says to the crowd, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring the child to me. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy. And the boy fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening? And the father said, from childhood. And it's often cast him into the fire and into the water, trying to destroy him. My friends, I want you to see how deeply the devil hated this child, even from childhood, causing him to fall to the ground, to foam at the mouth, to cast him into the fire to burn him alive, and into the water to drown him. And my friends, I want you to know that the devil takes no delight in you either. He doesn't like you any more than he liked that child. The devil, my friends, will rob you of your redemption, strip you of your salvation, and cause you pain and problems every second of your life. But I've got good news for you. Thanks be to God that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's a promise from God's Word. And as we dig a little deeper into God's Word, we see that God's Word is the power of God unto salvation. And we also read there that no one can snatch us out of our Heavenly Father's hand. So you see, much of this our Heavenly Father protects us from. The Holy Spirit prays for us with groans too deep for words. And we are spared much of this. But this next part, my friends, of the text is one that I hope you'll listen to. It's my favorite part of it. The Father says to Jesus, "But if you can do anything, Lord, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." This was a confession of a father who had the courage to find Jesus, hoping that somehow Jesus would bring healing on this journey to his son. Just trying to find Jesus and then stand in his presence, our Lord saw first inside the father's heart. As the greatest of all needs, he confesses that his faith is not in this all. He says, "After all, did not your disciples have the inability to perform this miracle? And does it not the Father also ask, you, Lord, are you powerful enough to overcome this demon? To drive him out?" No, this Father, and our Lord saw this Father's greatest need. Belief. And the Lord looked at the Father, and he listened. And the Father said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." Have you ever been there? Such a deep and tragic scar that stained your life, and you wonder how you're going to get through it. And you have doubts if God's hearing your prayers, if he's still with you, if he's deserted you. I remember such a time in my life and in Desiree's life. We were expecting our first child. Oh, we were so happy. We longed for that child to be born, and we went to all the doctor's appointments and looked for that day to come and to arrive. And then the day came when the doctor said, "Your baby is dead." This child that we had not yet to meet was no longer alive. We didn't know if we could ever conceive or have other children. We wondered what God had done and why he'd allowed it. And we wondered why. And we had doubts. I really did say something like this, "Father." I'm sure Desiree would say the same. "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Have you been there? I wondered why. I can't remember the exact length of time, but I was now in vicarage, being a student pastor. When I went on a hospital visit one day, and the lady in the bed was the one I was visiting, but she kept saying, "Go visit her. Go visit her." And I went over to visit her and found out she had just lost her baby. And she said, "Pastor, I don't know what to tell you. I just lost my baby and the doctors told me I can't have another." I said, "I think I've heard this story in my mind." And I looked at her and I said, "Tell me more." And she said, "You're here to talk with me about God. I want to tell you I don't believe there's a God." And then she looked at me and she said, "I'm so angry at God." And what she was really crying out was what this man in the text said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I looked at her and I said, I want to talk with you about a God that does care. I believe my child is in heaven with Jesus. And I believe that when I die and enter heaven's gate, I will see that child again. And with Desiree and I, we'll be able to hold that child. We'll be able to see how he or she is now alive. And we'll be able to catch up in eternity for all the time we missed here and now. And I said, would you like to see your baby again? She said, yes. And with tears, she said, I'm so angry. And I said, I know. It's okay. God's got big shoulders. And she again was really saying, Lord, I believe, but I help my unbelief. I don't understand all this. And I said to her, I didn't understand it either, and we are still weeping for our baby, but I want you to know this Jesus is the one who loved you enough to come and suffer and die to pay for your sins and mine. And he has taken this child to heaven to be with him. And he promises if you will believe in him, you too will have life everlasting in heaven. That day, she professed faith in Jesus. She professed faith in a God she said she didn't believe in. She professed faith in the one whom she was angry at. She believed and she knew that God would take care of not only her child, but also her. And though she was so sad, she had the peace of knowing that God was with her. As I left the hospital that day, I called Desiree on the way back. As I recall, I shared the story with her. And I don't know if it makes any sense to any of you, but to me it made a lot of sense to say, I always wondered why we went through that. But today I got to look at how God used that terrible event in our life to help someone through their terrible event in their life, to shine the light on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. If you can, Jesus said to the Father, all things are possible for one who believes, even giving life to dead babies, even giving life to people who are battling with cancer, even life beyond the grave, even possible for those who are going through terrible situations. But perhaps we need to start with the Father's confession. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. The Father stood in the presence of the only one he believed could help his son, and then he confessed, I need your help, Lord, help my unbelief. And I hope and I pray that if that's where you're at right now, that you'll simply do it. Maybe bow your head right now and hear, or maybe it's when you get home, but bow your head and confess to the Lord of Lords, help my unbelief. I want you to remember, it's the Holy Spirit who goes to work in such times and situations to create and sustain and strengthen our faith. I remember a man named Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples, who refused to believe that Christ had risen from the dead. And he said to all the other disciples, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and put my finger there and then place my hand into the side where the spear went, I will not believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. 1 week later, Jesus appeared and gave Thomas that chance. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Jesus deals with results. Do you remember the widow's son as he was being taken from the trip to the burial site? dead. The widow was there. Her son was the only means of survival she had in that culture. And as a result, Jesus sees the situation and he reached out and he raises the young man from death to life. Jesus deals with results, my friends. Jesus deals with results in your life and in mine. He helps us through those situations. Sometimes he doesn't rescue us from them, but stands there with us in them and pulls us through them. And when times get tough, maybe it's time for us to say, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the crowd had come together and that they rebuked the unclean spirit, and Jesus said to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him. And never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse. So that most of them said, he's dead. Can you imagine what was going through that father's mind? Is my son dead? What just happened? Is he gone? But Jesus took the young boy by the hand and he raised him from what appeared to be death to life. No, there's nothing beyond the reach of God in your life, in this world, or in the world to come. He is Lord over all the forces and principalities of this world and the heavenly realms, as well as the demons of the underworld. And when Jesus went to a house nearby, the disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we cast it out? And Jesus' words were, this kind of demon cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. My friends, if you've got a very mountain-sized problem, it's messing with your mind, messing with your life, I hope and I pray that you with bended knee will go to the throne of Almighty God, who hears and answers every one of our prayers and brings his will into your world and into your life. Because it is in prayer that even demons can be driven out. And the Lord deals with the results, and it is he who interacts in our world and life. In Jesus' holy name. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Confess our faith as in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Savior Jesus, we come with bended knee before your throne of mercy and grace. We ask, O Lord, that you would help us by strengthening our faith during stressful situations and times. Help us, O Lord, when sickness comes to our home, to our family, Help us when we see job-related incidents. Help us, O Lord, to be strengthened by the situations of the world as they come into our life and seem to be spinning out of control. May your grace and mercy, may the work of your Holy Spirit sustain our faith. Because, O Lord, as we pray, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. May our faith be strengthened as we turn to the Word, which is your power unto salvation. May we see it as a light that in a path that lightens the path and allows us to walk in your ways. May we see from your holy word that which you would have us to gain and to gain the knowledge and the joy of our salvation. O Lord, with such, we look to you and ask that you would strengthen our faith through this meal, through our baptismal grace as we remember it daily, and upon our reading of your holy word daily as well. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, now we also ask that you would bless our church, bless our school, bless those who serve as leaders in this congregation, bless pastor and people, as we have a marriage likened unto yours in the church, that we are servants of you, and we are working together to accomplish your will in this community. Be with our school, Lord. Bless our teachers and our leaders. Bless the children and the families who attend, and allow us with one heart and mind to be able to serve and to reach out to one another and to love as you have loved us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, now hear the prayers of those who are gathered here this day.
Lord, the congregation lists the following prayers to you. We have multiple prayers for the people who are in the path and affected by Hurricane Florence, that you be with them, keep them calm and safe, so they help rebuild their lives. We pray for Mary as she comfort for her and healing as she's battling cancer. We also pray for Louisa, who's been diagnosed with brain cancer. We pray for Ann for continued healing. We also pray for Terry and Daryl, pastor's uncle, who are still in ICU after a car accident. We also pray for Daniel Blair for peace and comfort after the loss of his mother. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. We now pray that prayer which you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had broken it, he gave it unto his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat, this is my body given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he took the cup, and after he had supped, he gave it unto his disciples, and he said, "Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. You may be seated.
body of Christ, even unto death, to the confession of all your sins, and your faith. God bless you.
benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. You may be seated.
Good, we have slides to back me up. First announcement, September 22nd is the next community service event. It's a Trinity family, it's Servant Saturday. We'll be working together to make improvements on the tutoring and technology lab for Rebecca's Garden of Hope. At our Savior Lutheran Church, where at-risk children are provided with tutoring services and a loving connection to their local church. Last Servant Saturday, serving with the Hope team was fantastic. The participants from the school, the church, and staff, and guests, and friends, were even grandkids were there too. It was a wonderful morning serving the local community in need, and this one will be too. So please sign up for this quarterly opportunity to serve in the community. Details are in the weekly, so go ahead and sign up. Our ministry partner, is the next slide, Live UCF, is hosting a gala at Lutheran Haven on Saturday, October 13th, to celebrate the work of Live UCF. The cocktail reception and silent auction begin at 6 p.m. with dinner at 7. During the evening, you will have the chance to hear about all the fall ministries, meet our board of directors, and talk with students and leaders. Tickets are available for purchase now. See Lori Bachman at the 6 p.m. service. Well, it's a little bit past that now. I'm not sure who, but call the church office if you're interested, and they'll probably direct you to the right person. And I think we have one more slide. Reminding you again, this is a month with five Sundays in it. So the fifth Sunday is the date that we collect foods and non-perishable foods for needy. So start collecting them now, and reminded, get those BOGOs. So that's probably all the announcements unless Pastor has any more.
Oh,